Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, they call me Poop. I'm from these streets. Somehow, I live to see my 18th birthday. I managed to graduate from juvenile detention to adult prison. People try to tell me I should grow up being a man. But I'm the best man I know. Somebody asked where I see myself 10 years. Man, I'm just trying to survive these streets day by day.
BFC Institute needs your help to reach the Pookies across America. Please support our traveling educational lecture series addressing perceived threats to African American males. To learn more, please visit us at bfcinstitute.com. That is bfcinstitute.com. Simply click the red sticker for details.
Welcome and greetings to another episode of Talk Straight. It's yours truly, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. Grateful that you can join me tonight on, guess what, the very first day of October of 2019. Here we are, another month, another year is almost gone. Can you believe it? In just a few more months, we'll be out here. Great for you to join us, and I hope that you will be a part of this live discussion, this national dialogue here on Talk Street, as you heard in the radio promo. This is a podcast that is designed to spark and inspire and maintain national communications about issues that trouble young people all across urban America. Character you heard, Pookie. Okay. Believe it or not, Pookie is real. And for a lot of people, Pookie is looking for a way out. That kind of leads us to what we're talking about tonight. Now, perhaps you heard it said before. Children are going to do what they want, regardless of how you raise them. You ever heard that before? Well, I submit to you, respectfully, that's not entirely true. In fact, the most potent influence on the life and the development of a human born into the world is his parents. Yeah. From the time of conception, they literally have the voice of influence, both the father and the mother. And they possess spiritual, legal, universal, and I would argue an obligated right and responsibility to shape the character, the outcome of their child's life. Now, I hear somebody saying, Doctor, you just don't know. Well, I hope you join me tonight in our discussion of the power of the parent's voice. The power of a parent's voice. That's our topic tonight. 657-383-0944. The number to call. I hope you do so. If you're listening, either via the podcast on blogtalkradio.com or you're following us on Facebook Live. What you can do, if you want to click in, just go to my website, BFC, that's like Bravo Frank Charlie, BFC, Institute.com. When you get there, you'll see some links, but down at the bottom to the far right, far left hand corner, I'm sorry, you'll find a link to click on it, go right into the Blog Talk Radio Show. And give us a call. That number you'll find is 657-383-0944. Be happy to entertain your question or comment. And naturally, we just ask that, you know, oftentimes everybody don't agree with me, and that's perfectly fine. But we just ask that when you share your opinion, you respectfully listen to those of others, and together we'll be able to pull some away. I strive, when we're not doing an open mic session, to provide some sort of context or background for the topic on hand. Hopefully you can reference some of the information, if not all of it, that I, well, you can reference all of it, but hopefully you can easily assess that information to determine its validity and evidentiary basis. We strive to, if I don't know the answer, I'm going to tell you I don't know it. Give me a second, I'll go find it, we'll come back. That's really the purpose of it. So, again, I'd like for you to join us. Pastor Ricky Wallace is our co-host. He's been with us since we began, believe it or not, almost 3 years ago, comes October the 16th. October the 16th, be 3 years when we first kicked off. But can you believe that? Now we're at 303 episodes. Grateful for you, the listening audience, all of those that have participated, our guests that have been on with us, those that continue to join us. I appreciate all of you, and I encourage you to get in where you fit in. We'll try to do an anniversary type of thing coming up to get some of those people to join back in, tap back in with us, thank them for their input. All right. Having said that, we're going to move on, and let's get to our monologue. And then we will be able to open up our phone lines and get your feedback, okay? Again, this is Talk Straight. This is your host, Reverend Dockery. And we're talking from the topic tonight, the power of a parent's voice. And I want you to know that I understand that there is no formal I don't know that if there is a perfect parent. By that I mean that 100% planned, everything's going to go just like you lay it down as a parent. However, there are some best practices. What I endeavor to share with you tonight are some best practices, some things that are functional, that have and continue to work for those who've been very successful at rearing their children by various measures to be functional, to be successful in America and abroad. And I want to encourage you to give us a holler here. I want to hear from you. I know that there's a good chance that I'm going to learn something new myself. All right? So with that being said, October 1st, 2019, topic, the power of a parent's voice. In the text, Deuteronomy 6, chapter 7, verse, the words are written, "And thou," this King James verse, "and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, when thou walkest by the way, thou liest down, and when thou risest." Sound like this is a 24-hour process based on the text. One last text, Psalms 37 and 23. What it says. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. He delighted in his way. If you want to be good, I would encourage you to let yourself be ordered by the Almighty, the creator of the universe, the giver of every good and perfect gift. All right? Lest I go down that path too far. I didn't come to preach, but now if I had to, I would take as a text Psalms 37 and 23. The steps of the, but tonight we're talking about, the power of a parent's voice. I felt my help right there. Let me bring it in. Really in. So, in Christianity and Islam, in fact, you'll find a variance of this in every other religion. When we talk about the voice of God, it's a heavenly or divine voice, right, that proclaims what God's will or judgment is for those under his creation. Okay? What the focus is what God's intent or will or judgment is. Okay? Now, very similarly, the voice of a parent, I'd like you to consider, has legal, moral, and spiritual authority directly in the development and over the development of their child. And that authority allows them to proclaim their will and their judgment as a male and a female progenitor. In other words, you're responsible for that egg and that sperm cell creating a zygote going into a child, human being. But let's be more formal and specific about what Elohim, the Creator God's intent was, that you be a father and a mother. Now, I hear somebody saying, Godfrey, that's not the way it is in 2019. I understand. What I suggest to you humbly is that perhaps we need to look at for young people to tell you how you can get there, right? And open up the door of opportunity for you to get there. All right. It looks like we're having some kind of issue with our switchboard. Let's see. Just give us a call here, Facebook again, 657-383-0944. Give us a call again, see if you can get in there. We were having an issue earlier with the switchboard, with the Blog Talk switchboard. And it's interesting, this happened last year around this time. But if you'll give us a call back again, Roma B, let's see if we can get in here. We may have to close it down and open it back up a bit. Let's see if we can get to you. If you can reach us now. Are you there? Okay. So we'll do our best to manage that. I don't know. Every year around this time we have that issue. Okay. Let me try to call again. Give me a second, guys. Bear with me. Alrighty. Believe that we are back on line here in the podcast. So let's go live here now and see what we can get. Okay, I think we're good. Roma D, if you don't mind, give us a call here, 657-383-0944. 1098, give us a call here, 657-383-0944. I think we're in good shape now. Hopefully you can reach us there. We're back on live stream now, and I believe that we are in the studio here. Let's see, I'm going to play a song here to just check and see what we're doing. Yeah, it looks like we're good in the studio here. So we apologize for the interruption. Things do happen. And hopefully callers can give us a call back there and online there. Let's see. Hopefully we're projecting out. Not sure what that was all about. Now, let's see if we can get to everybody there. Okay. All right. If you can hear me there, guys, give me a call here. 657-383-0944, see if we can get you in the studio now, and we'll keep going from there otherwise. So we were talking from the topic, Power of a Parent's Voice. That's our focus for tonight. We got about another hour and 30 or so minutes left in tonight's scheduled podcast. We'll see what we can do to get that in there. We want to try to get everybody situated there. Still not getting everybody in our live on our platform there. Not certain what the issue is. Okay. All right. Caller, you there? Caller, are you there? Okay. See anyone else? Another day in the woods. So, look like we are getting our live feed here at the studio. Let's see. Give us a second. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Let me see if we can't get our podcast. They said they're reconnecting. Been having some problem with the board. Okay, there we go. Look like we're in there. Hold on one second. Let me see if 8112. Hold on. Let me see if I can get her to oh, no, I lost her. Go ahead and try to call in now, Pastor. Look like I may be on. All right. I will see you. All right, look like we may be on. Just bear with us a little bit here. We'll make the best of what we got here. It looks like there was some sort of glitch with the soundboard there. And we are attempting to get back in here to the studio. Kate, you want to call back now, right now?
Yeah, I'll try to call. Okay.
All right. So y'all just bear with us just for...
Hello? Hello? Can you hear?
Yes, I can. I'm just calling back in because we put no action at first. I see that it is a little something going on.
Yes, I'm right there with you. Yeah.
All right, okay. Well, we just thank God for being able to at least get some type of attraction.
That's right.
Yeah, I know.
Is
I
Pastor Dockery, are you there?
No, can't hear him.
No. You know, the same thing happened last year around this time.
Yeah, I see. So I don't know if there's any connection at all.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes,
hello?
Now we got you.
Can you hear me, Pastor Wallace?
I can, yeah.
Okay, great. Man, the devil, boy, I tell you, the devil's something else, baby.
Yeah.
Can both of y'all still hear me clearly?
Mm-hmm.
I can. Yeah, I can.
You can? Okay. Man, I'm going to tell you the truth, boy. All right, I'm going to see, guys, if I can go back on live Facebook. So just bear with me. And I don't know what the deal is. But I guess, you know, it is what it is.
8112 was trying to call. I'm going to call them and let her know that I think we're back up and running again.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I'll call right back.
I don't know what the story is here. Pastor, can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. All right. My switchboard seemed to be picking on his own mind here, and I don't know what the deal is, man. I don't know what the deal is. But nonetheless, our topic tonight is the power of a parent's voice. And that's really what we were talking, that's what we're intending to speak about. And we still got about a minute, I mean, an hour or so, and maybe 10 minutes to cover that. So when we get everybody in order here, we'll, all right. 3072, you there? Pastor, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Say something to 3072 to see if she can hear you.
Okay, 3072,
can you hear me? Oh, wow, look at that. 3072, can you hear me?
You know, I think she said she was going to make a call and then call back.
I see her come back, came back into the studio. She's appearing in the studio, but I can't hear her voice.
Right. Neither can I.
I can hear her.
No, I can't. Okay.
All right. And I don't even see where I'm. Look like I'm muted. Ain't that
no, yeah. Yeah, man.
Let's see. Okay, now, 3072, can you hear me? Okay, that just knocked my voice out again. I don't know what the deal is with this with the switchboard here. We may have to, Pastor. Can you hear me still, Pastor?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, we may have to. Let's see. Yeah, I think it's the switchboard. It's certainly not on my end. This is the switchboard here, though. I may have to send a message to them and let them know we had difficulty again. Okay, you still there, Pastor?
Yeah, I am.
I guess we're projecting live over the air. Don't know what to say about that. Okay. 3072, can you hear me? 3072, can you hear me? All right. I look like I finally got my mic live and got yours and hers, but she's not responding. Ain't that something, man?
Whatever the purpose is, I don't know what that could be.
Yeah.
You say she's connected, but she's not responding.
I see her in the studio. I see, and it looks like her mic is live. So,
oh, yeah.
Trying to give it a few minutes here to see. Looked like there was a major delay in connection with the podcast, with Blog Talk Radio. And I'm not sure how and why that is. Okay. Okay, I just lost her. Let me see if I
can.
Let me see if I can call her from the studio. Let me see if I can call her from the studio first. Yeah. Let's see if that will help us reach her. It looks like it's trying to dial her.
It looks like what?
It looks like it's trying to dial her, but we're not getting her. It's a major delay in the switchboard here. Some reason or another. Okay. Well, it looks like it's trying to dial her, but we're not getting her. Okay. So what I'm thinking we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and pass and shut it down. And hopefully we can have a better day on Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy. That is crazy. Let me try one other thing. Try to call back in maybe about 5 minutes, Pastor. I'm going to try one other thing and see if we can connect with anybody there. Okay.
Okay.
I'm
going to
shut my whole computer down and see if we can start over again.
All right. Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm.